the distance perspective of an old enemy had influenced their perception of themselves. Did these grim Germanic warriors ever really exist? These people who sacrificed the spoils of war to their gods rather than use their prisoners, horses and weapons for their own gain? The story goes that after his legendary victory at the Battle of the Teutoburg Forest in 9 AD, Hermann the Cherusker took no booty. He destroyed everything that had belonged to the enemy. Or at least, that's how he is portrayed in the annals of the annihilated Romans.
In the centre of the field lay the whitening bones of men as they had fled or stood their ground, strewn everywhere or piled in heaps. Nearby lay fragments of weapons and limbs of horses, and also human heads prominently nailed to the trunks of trees. In the adjacent groves were the barbarous altars on which they had slaughtered tribunes and first-rank centurions.
Germanic sacrificial altars really did exist. In the moors, the animals that were brought there, the dresses and the jewellery, the tools and weapons were especially well